presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, it's a
plane.
It's a plane. It's Superman.
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers undreamed of by mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and oppression, disguised as Clark Kent, newspaper reporter. As you remember, young Jimmy Olsen and Carl Edwards, sole survivor of a shipwreck, escaped from a dungeon-like room in the tower of the huge stone house on Dead Man's Island, aided by Ilana, sister of the madman, Boris. Believing that the dynamo feeding current to the powerful electromagnets hidden in a reef near the island has been turned off, Ilana told Jimmy and Edwards to take a motorboat moored in a cove and leave the island. But Boris has turned the dynamo on again, and the moment the boat leaves shore, it will be drawn to the rocks and wrecked. In the meantime, unaware of the danger Jimmy and Edwards are in, Kent, as Superman, is searching a dark, winding tunnel under the house, trying to find them. And our story continues today. Jimmy and Edwards are hurrying up the beach, looking for the motorboat. Listen.
Lana said the motorboat was in a cove, hidden under some overhanging trees.
Gosh, that looks like a cove up ahead, beyond the rocks.
Gee, I can't understand what happened to Mr. Kent. I'd like him to wander off without saying anything.
Don't worry, Jimmy. Nothing's happened to him. Alana said she'd find him and bring him to the beach. Oh, running in the sand isn't easy. I'm winded.
Yeah, I was almost there. If that's the cove she meant.
Yes, I'm sure it is. See those overhanging trees?
Yes.
And look, I think I see the bow of a boat.
I don't see anything that looks like a... Oh, sure. Right in front of us.
Yeah. Oh. And here we are.
Oh,
now, let's get these branches out of the way.
All right. It's a motorboat, all right. Hey, looks like a fast one, too.
Yeah. Let's see if we can swing it out away from the branches.
All right.
Yes. All right. Get it. There. That's fine. Now, hop aboard. We'll get the motor started first, then cast off.
Okay. Sandy, you know how to run this?
Well, I can figure it out. Let's see. This is the ignition key,
uh-huh.
And here's the starter. Keep your fingers crossed.
Right.
Probably needs choking.
Yes.
Right here.
Gosh.
There. Listen to her purr, like a kitten. All right, Jimmy. Cast that line off.
Mr. Edwards, do you think Alana was right about the dynamo being shut off?
Do you think she lied to us?
Just wondering.
Why, what would be the sense of helping us to escape from that room in the tower and then lying to us about the dynamo?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Okay. Cast her off. The sky is light now. We don't want Boris to see us stealing his boat.
Go ahead. Straight.
There we go.
Wow.
Now, Ilana said to anchor offshore on the other side of the island and to wait until she found Kent, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
And I'll just nose her out of this cove and then swing her hard over. The water's plenty deep around the island. This boat doesn't need more than 2 feet.
We're out of the cove now, but it's going the wrong way. Toward the rocks.
Oh, her wheel's over to starboard, to the right. She won't respond. Jimmy.
We're heading for the rocks.
She did lie to us, Jimmy. The magnets are working. Can you swim?
A little.
Here, take my hand.
All right.
Quickly now. Jump.
Yes.
That's tough.
There goes the boat.
Keep your head up, Jimmy. Keep your head up. All right. We're all right now. Not far from shore. Just take it easy.
Some water.
That won't hurt you. Here, put your hands on my shoulders and hold on. I'll tow you in. Okay?
Yes. I'm all right.
Now don't let go. Water's deep here.
I can see the bottom.
That's because it's so clear. Wait a minute. My foot just touched.
Huh?
Jimmy, we're going to sandbar. Rest for a while. Are you standing?
Yeah. It's just about up to my armpits.
Lucky we struck the bar. I was beginning to get winded. 2 months on Dead Man's Island has taken all the starch out of me.
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. We had a pretty narrow escape, didn't we? Hey, look at that motorboat. All smashed up in the rocks.
I could swaddle that little llama woman with my bare hands for what she tried to do to us. helping us to escape from the house and sending us to certain death was a rotten, murderous trick.
How will we get off the island? There isn't any boat.
I don't know, but let's not worry about that now. We'd better swim the rest of the way to shore. The tide's coming in. We won't be able to stand on this bar much longer. All set?
Mm-hmm. Wait. What's down there in the water? That big gray thing.
Where, Jenny?
Right down there. There were three of them.
Good heavens, what are they?
Oh, no. Look, they're moving. Coming closer to us.
Jimmy, I think I know what they are. I've heard about them from sailors. They're giant clams.
Giant clams?
Yes, and I've been told they're dangerous. We'd better get off this bar and in a hurry. Come on.
Look at the size of them. They're bigger than I am.
And they can move fast, Jimmy. Come on, quickly.
Okay.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My leg. Well, it's got me, Jimmy.
What do?
I can't get loose. I can't get loose. He's pulling me to the water.
Helpless with his leg caught between the powerful shells of a giant tropical clam, Carl Edwards fights a valiant but losing battle. But as Jimmy's frantic cries carry over the island, a powerful figure in blue costume and red cape emerges from the camouflaged opening to the tunnel beneath the huge stone house and plunges into the veritable forest of trees around it.
I've searched every foot of that winding tunnel. Neither Jimmy nor Edwards are there. They must be someplace in the house. If I have to rip every stone with my bare hands, what's that? Somebody screaming for help. Great Scott, it's Jimmy. Out in the water. Up! Up! And away! How on earth did he ever get out there? I'm coming, Jimmy! Down! Down!
It's Superman.
Who left you out on this sandbar?
Look, down there on the water, a giant clam. It's grabbed Mr. Edwards' leg.
Stay where you are, Jimmy. Don't move. I'll get him. Good thing the water's clear. But I've got to work fast before Edwards drowns. If I can only get my hands between those shells, I can pry them open. Now. Got it. All right, now. Now to wrench the shells apart and free a foot. Great Scott, these things are powerful. Here it comes. Slowly. A little more. There. That does it. Now to rush Edwards up to the surface.
Oh, you got him.
Yes, but he's unconscious. Here, hang on to my arm. I'll get you both to shore. There we are. Now, let's see what we can do. His leg is just bruised. He doesn't seem to have swallowed much water. Rub his wrist, Jimmy.
Right.
Hard. Hard.
Here.
That's fine. Ah, he'll be all right in a few minutes. He's coming to already. Well, I'd better be going.
Can't you say until Clark Kent comes? There's a crazy man and his sister living on the island. They're trying to kill us.
Kent should be here any minute, Jimmy. I saw him coming down the path to the beach.
But you haven't forgotten your promise to tell me who you really are, have you?
No, I haven't forgotten. Someday soon. Bye.
Goodbye, Superman. Mr. Edwards. Mr. Edwards, wake up.
Oh, where am I?
You're on the beach. Superman saved you from the giant clam.
What do you mean?
He dove into the water and pulled the shells apart.
Jimmy.
Oh, here comes Mr. Kent.
Jimmy, where in heaven's name have you been? What's happened to Edwards?
Oh, Kent, it's been ghastly.
If you left us in that room down in the tunnel.
Never mind that now. How did you get down here on the beach?
I'm trying to tell you.
Boris overpowered us in the tunnel room, Kent.
What?
I was too weak to fight him off.
He forced us into a secret elevator and took us up to a room in the tower with bars on the window.
Oh. How did you get out?
Elena brought us a saw and a length of rope. She told us to go down to the beach, take the motorboat, and anchor offshore until you came.
She said the dynamo was shut off and that we wouldn't crash in the rocks. But the boat did. The dynamo wasn't shut off at all. We jumped into the water and came to a sandbar. While we were standing there resting, a giant clam came and grabbed Mr. Edwards. You see his leg?
I don't know how I got free, Kent. Last thing I knew, I was being dragged underwater.
Oh, Superman saved him. He dove right in.
It doesn't matter how you escaped. You're here and safe, and that's what counts. Tell me more about that giant clam.
I saw three of them. They were as big as I am.
Jimmy's not exaggerating. They were tremendous. And you can imagine how powerful. If one of them held my leg so tightly, I couldn't pull it free.
I have a faint idea those giant clams are somehow connected with a mysterious secret of Dead Man's Island.
Mysterious secret?
Yes.
You mean there is a curse on the island?
No, not a curse, but something Boris is trying to hide. I haven't told you that I spoke to Elana. She came down to the cellar while I was looking over the dynamo. She was about to tell me why Boris is afraid to have anyone come near the island when I heard Jimmy yell and I ran down the tunnel.
I wouldn't believe a word she said. And after the murderous trick he pulled on us...
That wasn't a trick. I turned the dynamo off myself and she knew it. Boris must have turned it on again. I believe her.
What did she tell you?
Trying to remember her last words before I ran down the tunnel. Oh, yes. In the waters around the island, there are...
There are what?
That's as far as she got. Then I heard you shouting for help, Jimmy.
And we still don't know the mysterious secret.
Well, it must have something to do with a giant clam.
No, it couldn't be. Why would Boris put powerful electromagnets on that reef of rocks to wreck any ship that came near the island? Just because of some clams? It doesn't make sense.
Maybe it does. Maybe he uses the giant clams for something. And if anyone discovered their existence, it would spoil his little game.
What could he use them for?
I don't know, Jimmy. But we've got to find out. Unless I'm very far wrong, those giant clams hold the secret of Dead Man's Island.
Is Clark Kent right? Are the dangerous hard-shell creatures of the deep somehow connected with whatever Boris is attempting to hide? Don't forget to tune in next time and hear the thrilling, mysterious secret of Dead Man's Island.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky!
Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.